Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Monsters are everywhere. It doesn't matter if you live in the city or if you live deep in the middle of the woods. There seems to be monsters lurking in every shadow and every crevice that we just can't seem to see. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another video. Today I'm going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounters sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit that at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Now, without further hesitation, let us get into some truly odd and allegedly true encounters from creatures that'll keep you up tonight. Some background information. This happened when I was 11. I'm now 14, but I remember this story like it was just earlier this day. This took place after a FIFA 17 tournament that was being thrown in my soccer team's clubhouse. My friend and I, for the sake of the story, let's call him Neil, were standing on the porch of the clubhouse, overlooking the three soccer fields and parking lot. Suddenly, this awful smell started. Me, being a stupid 11-year-old, said, "Bro, seriously, did you fart?" Neil then gave me this "what do you mean" type of look. As soon as I was looking at him, I saw this weird fog. As I looked closer, I noticed it had a humanoid shape. It was almost like it was hovering towards us. Neil then said, "What's the mat?" He trailed off. He saw what I was looking at and whispered, "What the hell?" As it got under the streetlight, I noticed its face. It looked more like the face of the twisted man from the movie Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. As soon as I noticed it, it seemingly was just gone. When I say it was gone, I mean it literally vanished. Neil then snaps out of his little trance and decides to run back inside. I then noticed he was gone, so I decided to follow. My father had to drop him off and it was pretty late, so we decided to leave. As we were driving out of the parking lot, I saw something very unsettling that even scares me to this day. The porch has these cement stairs that lead down into the parking lot. Under the stairs is an open space. As I turn, I saw these yellow eyes. Nothing to be scared of, right? Wrong. They slowly started to turn red. As the color of the eyes were changing, they started rising like whatever that thing was standing up. Mind you, this thing looked like it was at least 8 feet tall. A little bit later, the three of us heard this awful, blood-curdling scream. My father just booked it out of there. I still go there sometimes, but I've never heard it or seen it since. Thanks for sharing my story if you do. I would love to know if anybody has any idea what it is that I saw that day. My husband and I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We occasionally take our Jeep out into the Samwash, Mesa, and trails. In late August 2017, we decided to pack some water and make a day of it. Towards the end of the trip, my husband heard a weird open-mouth whistle, like someone just learning to whistle mixed with a higher-pitched wheeze. I made a half-joke about this being a skimwalker. My husband replied, "That's okay, the Jeep can outrun it." That was the end of the conversation. We then noticed we were heading a little off track. Our navigation was pretty inaccurate, and we realized we were fairly close to Navajo land. We turned around went home, and my husband started researching for GPS apps that were better. A little while later, he found one and he said we should go out for a small rip to test it out. Boy, was that a mistake. It was around 8:15 p.m. The sun was just setting, and we had been out for an hour and a half by this point. We were on a trail heading back home when my husband braked abruptly and asked, "What is that?" I asked what he was talking about, and he said, "Out there, by that cross trail. Something ran across the trail and then back again." I laughed and said if he was screwing with me, but he continued, "I swear I'm not. It was on two legs, but it was just so freaking fast. Unbelievably fast." I hadn't seen a thing, so we proceeded as normal after a minute or so. I rolled up my window thinking it may be an animal. As we got closer, we were going about 25 miles per hour so that we didn't hit anything if something jumped out. Then all of a sudden, my husband said, "Right there, this is where I saw it." It was another trail that crossed ours, and as we crossed it, we saw two young girls with dark hair, one a bit taller than the other, standing there, watching us. We chuckled as we passed and my husband said, "See, I wasn't messing with you." We then both fell silent for a split second. It didn't really sit well with us. There are two young girls, and for all intents and purposes, it was dark. The sun had just set. Why were they out here alone? There weren't any houses for miles. My husband looked through the driver's side mirror after we passed and yelled, "Oh my God, they're gaining on us. They're gaining on us." I couldn't understand what I had just heard or why he would have said that. I looked through the passenger side mirror and I saw nothing. I looked at him with a perplexing look on my face. And when I saw how serious he was and how he just kept repeating "they're gaining on us," I twisted my body to look through the back window. And I distinctly saw the two black figures, one a little bit taller than the other, less than 50 feet away, and closing. Now, when we passed the cross trail, they were about 30 feet back. So for them to get there, to literally be right behind us in a matter of seconds, just isn't possible. My husband accelerated, 30, 35, still gaining, 40, 45, still gaining. At this point, my husband just stomps on it, and our Jeep was kicking up so much sand that we lost a visual. We were afraid to go home, afraid they would follow us. We drove around for about an hour in almost silence, trying to process what we had just seen. Why were two young girls out there alone? Why did they get behind us so quickly? And how did they? How were they gaining on us? And most importantly, what the heck just happened? We drove home, still shaken, and started getting ready for bed. Now, our bedtime ritual was to put something on TV and just doze off. To the right of our bed, we have a sliding glass patio door. It's what I face when I fall asleep. I remember dozing off. Then I heard a sound, and my eyes shot open. I was seeing two shadows crossing the door. I didn't mention anything at the time to my husband, because I was honestly unsure if, one, my mind was playing with me, and two, if I was sleeping. Not to mention the fact that if I had been asleep, I'd feel so silly. So I only brought it up to my husband when I called him on my lunch break the next day. He knew exactly what I was talking about, because he had seen them too. Nothing happened for about a week. After that, for a few days, we would notice random small bones in our front yard, and then nothing again. All activity stopped, and we never spoke about it again. I'm not a writer, but I will do my best I can to describe what I saw. I live on a mountain in West Virginia. Only three households live up here. All of us retired, and between us, we own just over 20 acres. Our property borders the summit, a 10,600-acre property owned by the Boy Scouts, and that property borders 70,000-plus acres of maintained preserved wilderness. Naturally, there is a lot of wildlife in this area. My husband has chickens, and because he likes to keep tabs on what might be messing with them, he keeps a trail cam posted near the coop. We've seen raccoons, foxes, bobcats, mountain lions. The DNR will tell you West Virginia doesn't have them, but we definitely do. I saw one just last summer run across my yard. A lot of coyotes, and every so often a bear. The layout of the property is important. The three households own a lot of land, but our homes are situated in sort of an upside-down triangle from my point of view. The neighbor, at the top left of the triangle, has his home situated far back from the entrance of his gate, and I have never seen any source of light coming from there. The neighbor, at the top right, and up a slight hill, has a dusk till dawn light, and we at the bottom of the point of the triangle have motion lights. When we built our house, we had an attached garage, but later my husband decided we needed a three-car garage behind the house. He's a retired carpenter and gets bored, so he invents things to build. I took full advantage of this and turned the attached garage into my craft room. So last Friday, I was sitting in my craft room doing my thing. I like to listen to YouTube videos while I work, so I was picking out a playlist on my iPad. It was about 10:30 at night, very dark outside, and I had the garage door up because it was warm. The only light was the little spilling out of the garage and a bit of the neighbor dusk till dawn light, which from my viewpoint only lightly illuminates part of the drive leading up his hill. My 9-year-old Beagle was sleeping on the floor next to me when he started to growl. We've had him since he was 6 weeks old, so I've heard him growl before, but never like this. I looked down at him, and then in the direction he was looking. It was standing in the middle of my neighbor's drive, about halfway up the hill. I instantly knew that it wasn't a man. It was, I guess, about 7.5 feet tall, maybe. I'm bad at that, but it's my best guess. The thing was standing on two legs, and because of the dim light, I couldn't tell if it was facing me or the other direction. I know bears will stand up on occasion. I've never seen one do that myself, but I know they do it. The thing didn't look like a bear to me, though. It wasn't fast enough, I guess. It was bulky, but not fatty like a bear. I realized that I was on full display under the bright lights in the garage and took 4 steps to hit the light switch. When I stood up, it moved. It didn't run, but walked rapidly. It did look like a man walking, but again, this definitely wasn't a man. I stood frozen and focused my eyes on the area it went in. It went into the wooded area between the 2 points of the triangle between my neighbor's drive and mine. I didn't think its fur was black. I got the impression that it was dark brown. Once my eyes adjusted, I could see a shadowy shape in the wooded area, and then I saw it go from a dark color to a lighter one, and for a split second, I mean if I had blinked I would have missed it, I saw the shape of its head and shoulder area. The only part of it I could make out. It was changing. It wasn't like the American werewolf in London, slow and painful looking, but it happened extremely fast. Then it dropped down a few seconds later. The biggest coyote I've ever seen walked out of the area, stopped, looked straight at me, and then trotted off into the woods to the left. I know, with everything in me, if a coyote had been in that woods, it would have ran out the moment that thing got there. I also know that I saw that thing change. I've never believed in shapeshifters. I thought it was just a scary story that kids told. As far as Bigfoot, I've never had an opinion. I like to believe in him, but never expect to see one. I don't drink or do drugs. I know what I saw. I just can't wrap my mind around it. I had my husband check his trail cam, but the thing did not come near it. I had my cell phone laying next to me on the table, but all of this happened so fast, I didn't even think to try and get a shot. I don't think it would have picked up anything anyway. It was too dark. If I had the thought to grab it when it was in the middle of the driveway, with the dim light behind it, I may have got a shot of its form, but I couldn't think at the moment. If anybody has any idea what this could have been, please comment down below. My name is Lexi, and I moved to Colorado when I was 14 years old. I'm now 20, and this story takes place in 2019, so it's pretty recent. My boyfriend and I just started dating at this time. It was toward the end of February when all of this happened. One night, my boyfriend and I decided to go mudding, which if you don't know what it is when you go drive like lunatics in the mud. So we went out to the desert. Now, this particular desert doesn't just have skinwalker encounters, but also has alien encounters. But that's another story for another time. This desert is referred to as the 25 Road Desert. Anyways, we drive out there on a clear night. As we get to the front of the dirt road, we see this guy going about 60 miles per hour down this road. Which you don't want to do, it's really muddy. So as he passes us, my boyfriend's face changes instantly into the look of worry. I didn't notice right away because I was too excited to go mudding. He turns to me and tells me he doesn't have a good feeling about this. Trying to reassure him, I tell him it's probably nothing and that we should continue down the road. So this desert has a lot of wildlife, mostly cattle and coyotes, and usually you see them. But not tonight. Not one cow, and no coyote or anything. Usually coyotes are in front of the vehicle circling in the shadows of your headlights. These coyotes weren't in front of us or even on the sides. They were trailing behind us, following us slowly. As we reached our favorite spot on the road, the coyotes disappeared into the shadows. My boyfriend turns the ignition off. As he's about to turn his truck off completely, something runs in front of his headlights. So he gets out of his truck and doesn't even take a full step before getting back in. Terror covered his face. I can't see anything because I can't see that well in the dark. I'm obviously very confused and he's too scared to tell me. Finally, he regains his posture and tells me that he saw a creature that looked human, but was on all fours and translucent, so you could almost see right through it. As he finishes telling me what he saw, the figure returns from behind a bush and starts walking towards us. Now we're both scared, and I mean we're peeing our pants scared. He turns his truck on and puts it in reverse. Now we're going 60 miles per hour down this road. Silence, as we're trying to get out of the desert. The only sound you can hear is our fast, unpaced breathing. I just so happened to look out my window, hoping that would distract me and calm me down. And staring back at me is that same figure. It's running alongside the truck. As we made eye contact, it seemingly slows down. Not even a second later, something hits us on the passenger side, causing us to swerve. We luckily regain control, but not even a minute after, we get hit again on the tailgate. It pushes us forward to the point that we're almost on two wheels. Now we can see the entrance of the road. Headlights can be seen over a hill right by the entrance. Another car has entered the desert. We have one more hill to go up before we're free. As we get to the top of the hill, we're hit one more time on the driver's side. We swerve to the right and my boyfriend yanks his steering wheel to the left. We get to the middle of the dirt road and almost hit the oncoming car head on. If my boyfriend didn't gain control, we would have been seriously injured, if not killed. Once we got out of the desert, we stopped on the side of the road to take a look at his truck. Three dents were in the same places we got hit only moments earlier. The next day I did some research and found out skinwalkers are very common in this area, and they aren't very fond of pregnant women. At the time I didn't know I was pregnant, until about a week or two later. I have a couple of other stories that involve the same desert. Thank you for letting me share my spooky stories. First of all, I would like to remain anonymous, for security's sake, which is also why I left out the names of people and places in the story. This incident took place on the Friday before finals week, when I was a college student, but some background is necessary first. For as long as I can remember, I have been somewhat sensitive to different kinds of bio and spiritual energy. This can sometimes get scary and kind of out of hand, as I am not a trained individual in the ways of spiritual communication or encounters. But no night was more scary than this one. At the time, I was living with three other guys in a dormitory on the very edge of our campus. Earlier that evening, when I left my room to go get some supper, I had to squeeze my way through a crowded party in our tiny living room area. This was nothing new, because my three roommates would have those fairly often. Food was flung everywhere, loud music, and questionable substances in red Solo cups were always happening. This being the case, I was not in a hurry to get back to my dorm. As I walked to the student center to get supper, I took notice that evening seemed to be quite peaceful, and I didn't sense any danger. This might have been related to the fact that I was on a high study mode, and all of the information I had stuffed into my memory for finals week was whirling around in my head on repeat. However, this changed when I made it inside the student center and went to order my food. I had just taken one step towards the counter when this feeling belts me in the face like an oncoming car. I almost lost control of my legs as my senses were overloaded, and I nearly crumbled to the floor right there in front of the cashier. I managed to catch myself and prop my arm up on the counter to make my order. After I received my food, I walk as far as I feel like I can safely over to a table and eat. All through supper, my brain is constantly running diagnostics and systems checks to try and piece together what just happened, but I continue to draw a blank. As mentioned earlier, I was in no hurry to get back to my dorm, so I spent as much time studying in the student center as I could. Sometime around midnight, the student center closed and I had to leave. By now, it was completely dark outside with a heavy mist hanging in the air, distorting the light from the occasional lamppost. As soon as I stepped outside, and I heard the door behind me close and lock with a clack so loud that it echoed through the night, I felt that there was something out there with me. At first, I tried to ignore it, thinking that I was just paranoid because of the dark, so I decided to walk back to my dorm intentionally slower than my usual gait. I was taking a trail that went through a wooded area beside a nice large lake. I didn't have my flashlight with me at the time, but I knew the trail well enough that I didn't think it would be a problem. Besides, the whole point of this little detour was to cure me of my ridiculous phobia of the dark. However, it turned out to be just about the most stupid thing I could have done given my situation. Apart from that feeling of being watched, nothing out of the ordinary happened for about the first 1/4 of the walk. I was even starting to gain a little courage. At about this point, I came across a little, slightly out of repair bridge that you had to cross to get to the other side of the lake. As soon as I was just about to reach the middle of the bridge, I noticed a second set of footsteps coming from the path behind me. I think that it took me that long to notice because up until that point, we had both been walking on the dirt path. So all it would have taken to do was keep in step. But once I started to cross the bridge, my footsteps echoed and sounded hollow, while the others were still dampened by the solid ground. I casually looked behind me, thinking it was another student or staff member, but all I saw was the dark abyss of the night. No flashlight, no glow of a phone screen, nothing but the continuous footsteps. Keep in mind that I had not told anyone where I was, or that I planned on taking a long way back to the dorm, so I was fairly certain that no one I knew would be following me. After the bridge, whatever was following me stopped trying to match my steps, as I could hear them loud and clear about 30 feet behind me. My mind raced as I walked. What was behind me? Was that experience I had earlier connected to this one? Why did this thing target me? Is this really happening? Or am I just reacting to nothing? I don't know how long I had been walking when I eventually saw the distorted light of a lamppost in the distance, but I wasn't the only one who noticed. Whatever was following me suddenly felt like it was closing the distance and trying to engulf me in this darkness. Suddenly, I had the gut-wrenching feeling that if I did not run, I was going to die. I hurtled my body in an adrenaline-driven dash to the lamppost. I felt like I was trudging through mud, but in reality, I have probably never run faster in my life. I reached the lamppost, out of breath and legs aching. I stopped just on the other side of the illuminated circle. The light was a refreshing ally, and the only weapon I had against whatever was after me. I positioned myself in such a way that whatever chasing me would have to come through the light in order to get me. As I waited, I heard the steady footsteps come to a stop just outside the light. As soon as it stopped walking, it tried to start talking to me. But not verbally, in my head. At this point, I thought that maybe I was just crazy and being super paranoid, or one of my roommates playing a prank on me, until I recognized it. While I did not understand any of the words, I could tell that this was the same thing that had almost knocked me off my feet earlier in the student center. At that very moment, almost as if it was on cue, this thing took one step closer to the light, and I could just barely make out its feet. They looked like shadows, with no definitive edges or distinctive shape. My stomach dropped at seeing this. Up until now, I didn't have visual confirmation that this thing was even real, but now I did. I knew that this was a very real pursuer, and it was only standing about 10 feet in front of me. As I try to fully comprehend what this means, that same voice, now understandable and clear, but still in my head, says, "Yes, I am." As soon as I heard that, I ran full speed straight to the nearest dorm. I never looked back. I just kept running through all of the dorms and under any light I could until I reached mine. I concluded the night by praying myself to sleep I have not told many people about that night, and I have never posted anything about it on social media, because I know that most people would say that I have lost my mind or was hallucinating. But I don't drink, I don't do drugs, and I don't even smoke. I almost wish that I had been on something just so I could say that it was all in my head. But instead, I am haunted with the knowledge that what happened that night was very real. I never saw its face, and I still have no idea what it was. But I consider that a blessing, because knowing would give me more means of confirmation, which I don't need or want. Please be safe out there, guys, because we were designed as creatures of the light, and darkness is never afraid to call your bluff. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true encounters with cryptid creatures. As always, these stories were sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you'd like to share in a future video, be sure to submit yours at swampdwellers.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. I'd love to know what story was your favorite one tonight. Definitely comment that down below and let me know. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it really helps me out a ton in the YouTube algorithm. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite scary stories from the swamp on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much everywhere else you find your favorite podcast. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the swamp the way you do. I couldn't do this without you guys. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.